Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Yud Gimel, mitzvah 213. As we continue what we started yesterday, Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim starts off after Kedoshim Tiyu, the general statement, Ish Imov Aviv Tirau. That was yesterday's mitzvah, Mora of Avaim, Ve'esh Shabsosai Tishmoru. And keep my Shabbosos, right? So that, we don't have to count again. We already counted Shabbos and Parshas Yisro. Why is it repeated here? That's what we discussed yesterday, to juxtapose it with Kibra Avaim. If your father asks you to violate Shabbos, then we don't listen, because Shabsosai Tishmoru, Shabbos takes precedence. Next pasuk has two mitzvos for us. Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim, do not turn to the Elilim, other gods. Next phrase is another mitzvah, that's tomorrow's mitzvah, Bezos Hashem. Ve'elohei ma'secha lo sazu lachem, ani Hashem Elokeichem. So, do not turn to other gods and do not make other gods, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Earlier, we've already had a couple of Avodah Zarah mitzvahs, there are many, in the Aseres Dibros is, you can't believe in them. Avodah Zarah, lo yelecha lohim acherim. But today we have related mitzvah. The next two are related to Avodah Zarah, and that is the first one today is lo al tifnu el ha'elilim. The Sfarno, if you remember, as we mentioned yesterday, links all of the mitzvahs here at the beginning of Kedoshim to the Aseres Hadibros. Yesterday was linked to number 5, obviously kibud avaim. Today is linked to number 2. Why is it in that order? He doesn't explain. But Atifnu Elilim is number 2. Lo Yilach Elohim Achirim. That is the connection. If you look in the Aznayim LaTorah, Rav Sarotskin wonders why Ani Hashem Elokeichem is repeated. Right? It says Ani Hashem Elokeichem after each pasuk. So the first pasuk, Kadoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So you could say that's to model that we should be Kadosh like Hashem is Kadosh. Then Ishimo Avivti Rove Shabsosai Tishmaru Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. So maybe again that's linked to the fact that Shabbos takes precedence. Remember Ani Hashem. Now finally, another one. Third in a row. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Al Tifnu El Ho'elilim V'lohei Ma'asei Chalos Asu Lachem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Right, what if there's, again? We're talking about Avodah Zarah, obviously. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So what's the emphasis here of Ani Hashem Elokeichem? So says Rav Sarotskin, Afilu, this mitzvah, as we'll see, is going to be about even, well, let's just read the title, Shlofanos Achrei Avodah Zarah Lo B'machshavav Lo B'dibur V'lo B'habata. Forget worshipping actual Avodah Zarah. Today's issur is not even to think, speak, or look at Avodah Zarah. Says the Aznayim LaTorah, Afilu mi Yehudim ka'ela ha'omdim al miftan bati alilim. Who are we talking about looking about Avodah Zarah? We're talking about somebody who's at the threshold. They're at the door of the base of Avodah Zarah, and they're about to look in, meaning they're far off, and they're distant from God. They only have the Tzad Ha'acharon. That's what we're talking about. The Torah is emphasizing, Ein lehit yayish, don't give up on them. Kadosh and Tio, they're still Kadosh. You might say, aye, they're so far away. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We repeat Hashem Elokeichem, v'kolzman shlo umama b'kirbachem ha'isha kadosha, as long as the fire inside hasn't been totally extinguished. Hanakud ayudis, the pindaliyid, v'atem shom'im esakri Hashem Ani Hashem Elokeichem, amok b'kirbachem, as long as they feel that inside Ani Hashem Elokeichem, hare atem sugalim od lashuv elai, you can still come back. You can still come back. It's all linked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, don't worry, I'm here. I am your God. Even if you're about to think about Avodah Zarah, you're about to do terrible things, I'm still there for you. Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there for us. We were talking this morning and, in another context, talking with some Talmidim about how, you know, we always have to take all of our chavrusa seriously, all of our minyanim seriously. Like the mushroom, right? If we had a job, you know, we wouldn't just not go to a job if we're tired, if we're this, if we're that. So we get fired. So one of the Talmidim says, yeah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't fire us. Right, the answer is that's true. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's exactly our pasuk here. Hashem doesn't fire us; He's always there for us. But you know, we still have to do our best in terms of realizing what He wants from us on a lechatchila level. Okay. So let's get into the mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo lefanos achar avodah zarah b'machshava o b'dibur. We're not allowed to turn to avodah zarah even just in thought or in speech. V'lo afil, it's speech, connected to speech. We discussed back in Yisro, even mentioning the words of avodah zarah. V'shem Elohim achayim lo saskiru, that was in Mishpatim. We weren't allowed to mention the name of the holiday of December 25th, we spoke about saying the name Jesus, saying the second part of Jesus is a much more of a problem, because that's ascribing godliness to that, to the individual. So we spoke about Deborah, a separate Avera as well, in the past. So not to turn it over to Zara, in thought and Deborah, velo afilu b'ri'ya lavad, not even to look at an idol. Kedei shalo yavo mitokach lavod osa, so that one does not come to worship it. Put this on the list! Syag d'oraisa. Siyog Daraisa, we know Rabbi Yosef Engel, we always like to mention, puts together 18 examples of a Siyog Daraisa, where A, there's an Issa Daraisa that's Asur Mishum B, another Issa Daraisa, though usually that's an Issa Drabanan, it's Asur Mishum Daraisa, but we find many, many examples of a Siyog Daraisa, right? Many times the Rishonim deal with it. And that is the Ran in the first page in Psachim about Bal Yerubba Yimatze is a Siyog Daraisa for eating chametz. And we mentioned a couple of days ago the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis that Bishul Basar B'chalav is a Siyog Daraisa for eating Basar B'chalav. If you cook it, you might come to eat it. So here's another one. The Chinuch says Beferish. You're not allowed to look at Avodah Zarah. Why? Because you might come to worship Avodah Zarah. Shene'emar al tifnu el ha'elilim. Not even to look at Avodah Zarah. And again, many, many cases come up L'maisa. Many cases, even if we're going to talk about some cases, but just to mention even one now that just popped into my head. And that is even separate from going into a church, which hopefully we'll talk about if there's time today. And that is, let's say somebody goes to a place that is not a religious setting, but, you know, there is an idol there. That's a major issue. Let's say is somebody allowed to go, let's say somebody has a non-Jewish friend, a non-Jewish coworker, and they have a wake. They have a wake in a funeral home. Nobody worships in a funeral home, but sometimes there are psalm there. So that's this iser. Shalafano, Zachar Avodah Zarah, in terms of going in to a funeral home if they have Avodah Zarah there, in terms of looking at it, the psalm. V'yomer Zachar, again, that's just to bring up the issue. I'm not poskening now, just to know that it is an issue. V'yomer Zachar, Levracha B'Sifra, and the Chazal say in the Medrash, Impone es acharehem, if you turn after them, at ose otam elohus. You might make them for a god, klomar. Imata mis asek b'inyana, klomar laharher acharei hashig onos. Asher yom ramaminim ba, if you follow them, shemazal ploni, okocha ploni, yaseh pulakein, we will come to think and ascribe, like if we focus on it, we might come to start ascribing powers to it. That's the first step. V'chein b'ktaris plonis, obavada plonis, otabit tamid b'tsura sh'osen ovdeha. So look at the forms. Kadei latas, echos avodasa. Mikolze yesiba shetia. So that is a Issur Daraisa to even look at, think about, or speak about an Avodah Zarah. Because it could start out just as, you know, it's not dangerous at all. I'm just looking. What am I doing? But if you remember the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Akum, that's how all Avodah Zarah started out. All of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the days of Enosh, it started out, they weren't worshipping the sun and the moon and the stars. That's not at all what their Kavana was. But you give a little bit, and it opens up something very large. Part of this, as we mentioned last week, a few days ago, we can't understand fully because the Chazal and Masechet Sanhedrin said they killed the Eitz Hara for Avodah Zarah. But like any taiva for anything, if you give a little bit, aveira gareis aveira. And if we allow ourselves just as a mashal, if we allow ourselves to look at Gili Arayis, which is also Asa Daraisa, that will lead us, Rachman al-Islam, to do even worse things. So we can't say, oh, I'm just looking. Just looking. Rachman al-Islam. We have to watch out what our eyes are seeing. So same thing with Avodah Zarah, the Torah says. We have to watch out not to be looking at Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Kochavim, B'yibei Enosh to b'nei Adam to is gedola. The Torah of Enosh, they made a tremendous mistake. What was their mistake? Since Hashem created the stars and the constellations, and put them up, since these are placed by God, right, lahavdil, if the president appoints different officers and different secretaries, so you have to give the secretaries kavod because that's giving the president kavod, lahavdil. So, in the Dor of Enosh, that itself was the toz gadola, says the Rambam. Just saying that, okay, we're going to give them kavod so that it's kavod for the king. Because eventually, as we know, they forgot about the king and they just started worshipping the sun and the moon and the stars themselves. So this is the just like the Chinuch says here. It starts off in a non-dangerous way, but that's all of Avodah Zarah, and this is in that world. Continuing, Ubefeir Tamer Shem Sifra. It also says in the Sifra, Shafilu Haha Batal of Arasur. Even just looking, Shamru Shem Rabbi Yudah Omer Al Tifne Larosan V'Ini Minatam Shamarnu Shu Siba L'Tasachareha. Once I look, that'll lead me away. V'Chein. Not only, that's one, and number two, Kidei Shol Yevatel Chelek Mehazman V'Yisasek Bosan HaAvalim. What am I looking at it? Even if it's not going to lead me away, It's nonsense. It's a waste of time. It's bittul zman. Our greatest asset that we have is time. And we're going to spend it looking at things like that. V'ha'adam eino nifra rak la'asok b'avodas baro. The reason that man was created was to be osek in avodas Hashem, not to be osek in other issues. V'zeo sh'amar zechorna l'vracha, and this is what it says in Masech HaShabbos towards the end. Kuf memtes, diyokni atzma afilo b'chol asilos takalba. Certain avodah zarah images, you can't look at it ever, even during the week. As it says, Al tifnu el ho elilim, Al tifnu el midai techem. Right? Don't look at it, in your thinking about it and focusing on it. Again, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in Yoredeya, Kuf mem beis, tesvav, Asur, the Ruchin is going to quote this in a minute, but I have it out already, so I'll quote it now. Asur lishmoa kleishir shel elilim. It's asur to listen to music of, Let's say I'm outside a church on a Sunday morning, and I always go there because I want to hear, they have great music inside that they play in their ceremonies. It's an Issa Daraisa. Even if I'm just going to enjoy it, I'm not doing anything religious. Issa Daraisa. That's included in Al Tifnu El Ho Elilim. Ola Histakel Bin Noy Elilim. Or just look at the Noy. Kivan Shenehene Bereiah. If you get Hanah from it, it's Asur. So therefore, let's say going into a church, if we have time, we'll go through some of the sources, has two issues. Number one, going into a church per se, even if I keep my eyes closed, I'm not allowed to walk into a church. Number two, if I see, I want to see it's a fancy world landmark, the Sistine Chapel, whatever, they want to go in. There's two isurim. Number one is the walking into the church per se, and number two is the looking. Al tifnu alilim is the separate isur. Kivish enana bru'iyah. Miyu, the Ramah adds, darvashin miskavin mutter. If it's Tavashinim Eskavin, meaning what does Tavashinim Eskavin here mean? If you didn't have Kavana, you're just walking down the street and you happen to look at, and you happen to see somebody has a statue in front of their house that they work, you happen to see it, you glanced at it, you've filed the Yisr, Tavashinim Eskavin. I didn't go there to look at the beautiful, gorgeous statue. It just happens to be there. Tavashinim Eskavin is not going to be Usr. This comes up in various contexts. The Shach discusses, it comes up by Chametz, it comes up by Avodah Zarah, it comes up by all areas, but it says it here that if I had Kavana to walk down that street because I want to see it, that's a problem. But if I just happen to see it, so then that is not an issue. Related to this, in terms of the Riyah issues, fascinating. There's a tshuva of the Minchas Elazar, the Munkach Rebbe, previous Munkach Rebbe, where he discusses, what if there is the town clock is on top of the church? So is one allowed to look at the clock to get benefit from? That was built as part of the church. So could one look at the clock to check their time? So says the Minchas Elazar, nearly tam aheta shnago olam bazeh. It's mutter. Let me explain the minhag olam. It's mutter. Af shalachora hu noy avodah zarah. This is, they beautified their base avodah zarah by putting this beautiful big clock on top. V'havi kinehne mi noy avodah zarah umisham sheha. Isn't it a problem? So he says, no, it's not a problem. He says, like the Trumas Hadeshen in the Ramah. What's the Trumas Hadeshen in the Ramah? That, I think we quoted a long time ago, back in Yisro. But if you remember, it's in Kuf Nun, in Yoredeya. The Trumas Hadeshen quotes the Ramah. What happens if there is a Jew and a non-Jew, and the non-Jew, that they're, and he's friendly with him, and the non-Jew wears a cross around his neck? How does the non-Jew say hello? A lot of times when we say hello, we bow. We say, how are you doing? We bow. So is there any, that was the day of the Trumas Hadeshen. 500 years ago. Or the sun. Or take off your hat. Because it looks like you're taking off your hat to the pestle that they're wearing. I pretend that some money fell or something that doesn't look like, you know, you're bending down to the Avodah Zarah. Yesh Mekilin, then there are Ma'ea Summer Mako, because everybody knows that they don't serve these things on their neck. V'tov l'hachmir. But anyway, there is a discussion that possibly, if it's not made, if they don't use this, this is just a symbol, I'm connected to this religion, if I don't serve this, so then maybe yesh l'hachmir. So the Minchas Elazar first quotes that as a parallel. Imkein hachanam yesh l'omer. Ki noda she'ena mora sha'os me'inyin avodah zarah shalahem klal. Why they put the clock on there? Anything to do with Avodah Zarah? No, it's probably a tall building, and you want the whole city to be able to see the clock, so that's why you put it up there. But sometimes you put it on the top of the court, Right? So it's not dafka always on the church. It just shows you they look for a convenient place to put it. Mikomakim pashut gamkein to eno meavodah samrak machmasha bayis alaz who base kibbutz rabim lahamim yoshvei ha'ir or akvar alkein mamidim amora shows sham latovas yoshveha afshem melei they zeh becomes chashav for the avodah zara, but that's not something that I think I should aser, says the Minchas Elazar. The case of the Ramah, we mentioned when we discussed this, isn't as pashut as the clock. Because sometimes, let's say you see a sports player, if their guy hits a home run, so what does he do? He steps on home plate and then he'll kiss his cross and he'll cross himself and he'll point up to heaven. See, he is using that as not servicing, but that's his connection to his Avodah Zarah. So, so the Minchas Elazar's clock case is even better than the case of the cross case. Either way, that is the Menachas Elazar. If you look in the Shar Mitzvah of Halacha here, he quotes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on top says, like the Shulchan Aruch says, also his takel be'elilu b'noi shela shnemar tifnu el ha'elilim v'tzrichan laharchik ben abayis u'mikol shekim in ha'elil atzmo dalaramas. You can't even go within dalaramas, and you can't smell it. You can't listen. And he quotes again another one in a footnote, the Divrei Malkiel. What happens if there's a bell? The church bell chimes, and you want to set your watch based on when the church bell chimes. Same kind of idea. You're getting hana'a. It's not tangible hana'a. You're getting hana'a, so he says it's not a problem. Again, because that's not directly connected. Mutar l'chaven ha'sha'on shalo l'fi ha'kol shemake ha'pa'amon ba'sha'on al-beis tifli asa. Mitam zeh, that's Tshuva's Divrei Malkiel that he quotes. Either way, but these are all connected to this iser of shalo l'fano, sachrei avodah zarah, because this is the step removed. I'm not making an avodah zarah, which is tomorrow's mitzvah, as of the Shem. I'm not believing in the avodah zarah. I'm just looking. Looking itself could be included in the iser. Continuing. Okay, again, if we have time at the end, we'll talk more. There are many places in the Torah where it says this. Right? Sometimes the Torah emphasizes certain mitzvahs or averos, and even though you don't count it as a separate one, but it's emphasized. Shenemar, we say in Shema twice a day. Klomar, shem yirba libcha lachshoba. If I think about them too much, yesiba lintoscha mider derech hayashara ulus asik vavodas al biosik. V'yonamar pentisa nechashamaima. You put your eyes to heaven. That doesn't mean you'll go up to heaven. You'll just focus on heaven. All of these sukkim are included. And then he says in the next, Pasuk, he quotes later on as well. Oh, we'll get to it in a second. Let's just finish this paragraph. You can't even just inquire about it. The reasons behind this, I don't even have to say. The hashkafa, obviously, it pulls us away from God. Dini ha-mitzvah, as we said, the halachis, not to think about it, not to look at it. The pasuk even says at the end of shlach, v'losa surach v'elvavcham v'achreinechem, not be meser, not to turn and sway following our hearts. Right? This is one, if you remember, we haven't had one of these in a while, but it's connected to this one, so I'll mention it. This is one of the six mitzvahs tmidios, the Mishnah Berurah, in the first chelek of the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, right at the beginning of Aruch Chaim. Bir Halacha quotes Aruch Chinuch, where he quotes at the beginning of the Chinuch, he writes the six constant mitzvahs that apply every single second of our life. You can't turn the first page of the Mishnah Berurah. Bir Halacha, he says, it's important enough to know. So number one is, it's the sixth one that sometimes people don't remember. Number one is belief in God. Number two is not believing in other gods. Number three is believing in the uniqueness of God. Liyachado. Shenemar, Hashem Yisrael, Shabbat, Hashem Echad. What does Echad mean? Echad doesn't mean one as opposed to two. Echad is miyuchad. It means unique. It's not one like in the world of counting. Number four, Avas Hashem. Number five, Yiras Hashem. Number six, Lo sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. Shlo nasur achar machshavas halev u'riyas einayim. Lasur achrei levavchem, ze apikarsus. Achrei neichem, zu znus. U'bechlal apikarsus, hu kol machshavas urshim pehefach da'as ha-Torah. Anything that brings me further away from Torah. So other mefarshim would say, what would also be included in al-tifnu el-ho-elilim? Any, even, let's say, reading material that is kfira, that might bring me away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That also might be included. Okay, there's a concept of Dama Shatashiv that I should know enough to be able to fight the missionaries, to fight those who are trying to pull me away. But other than that, one has to be very careful in terms of what they see and what they read and what they are exposed to in terms of this Isser of Al Tifnu El Ha'alilim. Continuing, the end of the chinuch. V'noi gisser zeh b'chalmachem b'chol zman. The scharven akevis applies to males and females. V'over aleha upana achra avodah zara. If somebody violates this and turns to avodah zara, Biderech sheyehe ose b'maisa. If you do it in a way that you do an action, loke, one gets malchus. Why is that important? Why is that an important line? Because we've discussed at various times throughout the shiurim a three-way machlokas rishonim. How does one define a lav sheyesh b'maisa or a lav sheein b'maisa? The chinuch in most places, the chinuch is going to say this later on in this parsha. The chinuch is going to say this by the mitzvah of nekama or the avera of nekama. Mitzvah reish lamit reish mem aleph. Mitzvah reish mem aleph. The chinuch says for nekama there's no malchus. Even if I burn down my friend's field, I did an action. It's still defined, says the chinuch, as a lav she'ein bo maisa. If you could do it without an action, so then it's defined as a lav she'ein bo maisa, even if you do it with an action. That's the chinuch in many places. Various times he says that. On the other hand, you have the Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Chiris, giving pshat to the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah says the opposite. If you could do it with an action, even if you do it without an action, you're still going to get malchus. What's the example of that? Chasima, muzzling my animal. The Isser in Kisesi, Lo Sachsam Sharbadisho. My animal's about to eat, and I go, ah, no, no. And I don't do it, I just call out. And each time I call out, the animal doesn't eat because he's scared of me. I'm muzzling my animal. Without an action, I get malchus for that, says the Magen Mishnah. Because if you could do it with an action, even if you don't do it with an action. And then there's the middle shita, there's a Ravid in Bamitzio, which says that it depends what happened. If you did it with an action, you get malchus. If you do it without an action, you don't get malchus. That's a three-way machlokas we've shown him that we've discussed in the past. If you want more on that, you remember Rabbi Sachs has a beautiful piece on this in his first volume, Amsachim, in Chazon LaYamim, in Simin Gimel, where he talks all about lav sheyesh b'maisa ain't b'maisa in the context of ba'al yirabai matzei, in terms of buying chametz on Pesach. Are you going to get malchus for that? After all, you don't have to do an action. You can just leave chametz in your house, and you're going to violate. So are you going to get malchus for ba'al yirabai matzei? The Rambam seems to say yes. Okay, either way, that is the discussion. But here, so if the chinuch always holds, like he says later on in Reish Pem Aleph, that if you can do it without an action, it's always lav sheyesh b'maisa, so what's going on here? This is a problem. The chinuch says, but if you do it with a maisa, you're going to get malchus. So says the Minchas Chinuch right here in Oz Beis. Av shadatzar av machaber b'kama mekamos. Even though the chinuch writes in other places, do halav she'efshar laver b'li maisa ein lokin avim azam maisa. Even though the chinuch's usual rule is if you could do it without an action, it's defined as a lav she'ein bo maisa. Even if you do it with an action, so you shouldn't get malchus here. That's only if Zedafka imadavar she'ose hayoyochol asas blo maisa ve'asa. If you could just as easily have done it without an action, lo nikra maisa linyan malchus. So then we say, if you did an action, that's not called maisa. Aval imalav lo nucha lava rak b'maisa. Af shebalava zeh nechlu dvarim she'ein bo maisa lokin al ha'asiya. If the real root of the lav is with an action, even though there are other parts of it that are included that don't have an action, but if the real act that we're talking, the real avir that we're talking about here is, would be with an action, so then that would get malchus as well. You have to know what's really defined as an action, what's not really defined as an action. The Minchas Chinuch is assuming that this iser is really defined as an action. And machshava is not the ikur. What's the action? Maybe machshav is misarif lomaisa by avodah zarah. Maybe it relates to that. Either way, that is the chinuch. Just one other point. In Minchas Chinuch Os Aleph, he says the non-Jews are also mitzvah in this. V'nirat de gam benoch muzar alav shehu anaf avodah zarah. Right, this is included in avodah zarah of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, as many of the other avodah zarah isurim are also included. Okay, this takes care of lo siv al tifnu el ha'elilim. B'ezer Hashem, the next mitzvah is the one about the isur of creating and making avodah zarahs themselves. Okay, we'll stop here.